가장 뒤돌아야지 설명하는 데 과학 참고해 어떻게 배출 치고 해 어떻게
As we spend two to three lessons, the past two to three lessons, talking about what is the selflessness of phenomena according to the mind only school. Yeah, isn't it? Right? We talked about the emptiness of the object and subject as different entities. Then we talked about the emptiness of an object existing by way of its own character as the basis of conception of a conceptual consciousness, isn't it? And right? So you must, from your own side, be able to first say, you'll be able to, at least verbalize, what these two emptinesses, yeah. At least you say the words correctly, and only on that basis, then can you think about the meaning. So, what exactly is emptiness of object and subject as different entities and so forth, right? So it's important that you have to get the understanding. Okay. So then we talked about quite a fair bit about the three natures, yeah, or the three characteristics or the three natures according to the mind only school, right? The other power nature, then you have the imputational nature and thoroughly established nature, right? Isn't it? So. And in the discussion of the other power nature, we use our aggregates, the physical and mental aggregates, Yeah, it's an example, right? So the physical and mental aggregates, it's an example of other power, nature. And the aggregates, no, are the basis of vaccination, isn't it? So the basis of vaccination in the aggregates does not exist by way of its own character as a basis for applying the term aggregates. Does not exist by way of its own character as the basis of conception of a conceptual consciousness, isn't it? So, an aggregate existing by way of its own character as the basis of conception of a conceptual consciousness, that is the imputational nature, right? Isn't it? So the emptiness of that is a thoroughly established nature, yeah? So, as I mentioned to you, what's the purpose of, you know, looking at these three characteristics of the three natures, yeah, isn't it? The other power nature is the basis of emptiness, isn't it? Then the object of negation exists on this basis of emptiness. The object of negation here is the imputation nature. The emptiness of the non-existence of the imputation nature, which exists on any other power nature. So the emptiness of the imputational nature is the thoroughly established nature, isn't it? I assume you've understood what I've been saying all the while.
No time, so okay, we'll go now. Next one. Okay, I stop here. No more. Did it? That. What did the shit? That Kazan was the Punda Punda Gunzo Demba, Father Tunda Demba Shizawaji Gunzo Demba Tsing Shin, Wala Pishna Law, Mosum, Mosum Cement, that Nina Shavis and Doctor Charles, the Gunzo Demba Tsing Shin.
So we've finished with the definition of an ultimate truth according to the mind only school. Yeah? So next is the definition of a conventional truth according to the mind only school. So the definition of a conventional truth according to the mind only school is that which is realized by the direct valid cognizer, directly realizing it by way of being together with a dualistic appearance. Remember, I gave you an alternative definition of an ultimate truth, isn't it? Right? So essentially, a thoroughly established nature is the final object of observation of a pure path. Right? So all those phenomena that are not final objects of observations of a pure path are conventional truths. Right?
This one. That is the Yongdu said it, Tonda Demasky, the Chipper, Yongdu, Tonda Chipper, the Yongdu, the Shimbeta, Shaman, the Punda Lama, the Punzo Demar, the Tonda Demaris, the Tushinako Yanko, the 却他们就读那两百一那读出来，那不读两百，那读那两百加，对吧
？If you think about the three natures of the three characteristics in terms of the two truths, yeah.Entirely established nature is the is ultimate truth, lah. Right? Isn't it? Then, those phenomena that are not ultimate truths are conventional truths, yeah? Which means both the other power of natures and imputational natures, both are conventional truths. Right? So in short,anything that exists, all phenomena are basically categorized, you know, into either, all phenomena that exist basically are either ultimate truths or conventional truths.
That that is it. That kind of thundam jamba said that zozo samuta said thundam jamba said that kholan. That thundam jamba said kholan mingne yangne yangdo komne. Ani ji jiba nam thakur jue singu.다 던던 대바 세 고세테 조조 유이텔 믹시 양양 컴퓨터 또지 다 니몽 원 넘 세벌 세셔로 와 조 세지 지니 나체 조셔 라 던던 대바 세 다 델레 시험바 된조 다 펴라 미네 다 니몽 원 세투구 야 와네 라 와 디나시 다 던다 인 다 던던 대바 세리 펴라 믹시 니몽 자원 세벌 세기 다 유기 유지구로 와 디라 던던 대바 세시다
We have all these definitions of ultimate truth, but you know, if you think about ultimate truth, what on earth is it? I mean, what is it getting at? I mean, what it is? Ultimate truth is that object whereby when you focus on it, when you familiarize yourself with it, you can remove all the obscurations from the root. Oh, so that very phenomena or that very object, you know,You know, that when you familiarize with it, if your obscurations can be purified and removed from the root, then that makes it, that object makes it, that is what we call ultimate truth. La. Conventional truths are basically the opposite. La, you know, when you focus on, when you familiarize yourself with it, you know, our obscurations cannot be removed from the root.
어떤데시다던다데라코랑생도가가산데베나던담담바스도랑무슨데무슨지니나르베고데도버죠군조데바스도니나르제베고도버죠어떤데있잖아다뭐베제나증도시아인데
Okay in the root text that we are using an ultimate truth is defined as that which is realized by the direct valid cognizerDirectly realizing it, yeah, by way of the subsiding or the subsistence of dualistic appearance, yeah. So that is what an ultimate truth is, and a conventional truth is the opposite, yeah. It's that which is realized directly.Which is realized by the direct valid cognizer, directly realizing it by way of being together with dualistic appearance.
Pembanyi musim tu yang duga na curi tunjuk juga nawa yungu ya mana, yudan juga tadi ke nawa yungu ya mana. Ani si kunci juga nawa ya mana si. Oh tidak nawa sungka nipe kau ni, ani si tak pembanyi pun yudu sih sih pada pembanyi musim tu kalau tadi. Kita tak pembanyi tak pun condam dia pada sih kita.
If you look at the definition of ultimate truth, that which is realized by the direct valid cognizer, directly realizing it. Yeah. So the direct, that which is realized, that is emptiness. Emptiness is realized by what? By the particular mind, isn't it? So it says a direct valid cognizer, but that's just generic. Specifically refers to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Okay? So what does this wisdom directly perceiving emptiness realize? It realizes emptiness. How does it realize emptiness? It realizes emptiness through the vanishing of this, or through the subsistence, from the vanishing, you know, of dualistic appearance. And dualistic appearance here refers to the appearance of external objects, the appearance of subject and object, and the appearance of conventional phenomena. So these are dualistic appearance. So when the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness realizes emptiness, it does so without these dualistic appearances.
다 군저된 바 세리, 다 군저된 바 간다 가이네, 다 랑무슨도 무슨 처마디 통해 두거나, 니 나온다 제거거나 똑같아요. 봐봐. 아니 니 나온다 두거나, 다 야나 유지 다 되게 나와 형태, 야나 치료되면 나와 형태, 야나 다 군저면 나와 가야로 뭔지 제시, 아니 지금 무슨도 무슨 처마디 가야 나와 가야로 제시 일러주고야지.
A conventional truth. Conventional truth is any phenomenon that when it is realized directly by the direct valid cognizer realizing it, that object is realized that realization comes with the dualistic appearance. You know. It comes with any of the three dualistic appearances. Either an appearance of there's an appearance of external object, or either there's an appearance of subject and object, you know, or there's an appearance of conventional phenomena. Yeah.
어 특신이 답변은 전시상의 대답은 무엇이나 군주를 받자해. 무엇 무엇으로 무슨 참아서나 다 문제 미시시해. 다 문제 미시기 아니 무엇 나인도 갈라 간대시는 것이나. 니나무 제벽은에 안 도구여레스. 너가 유진 나 다대게 나와 유구여레. 추르 튼주베 나와 유구. 군주베 나와 유구. 그래서 시작하는 거. 대장 몸보스나 무슨도 무슨 참아되게 니나무 제벽은에 똑바로 출시레스. 대장나.
Okay. So if you would, let's use blue as an illustration of blue is an illustration of conventional truth here. Blue is realized by a direct valid cognizer, isn't it? A direct valid cognizer here would be an eye consciousness apprehending blue. Yeah. Okay, the eye consciousness apprehending blue. Eye consciousness apprehending blue apprehends blue, isn't it? How does it apprehend blue? It apprehends blue by way of dualistic appearances. It comes with the realization, comes with a dualistic appearance. So in the case of an eye consciousness apprehending blue, what appears to the consciousness? There is an appearance of external blue. There's also the appearance of subject and object, you know. Then there's also the appearance of conventional phenomena, conventional blue, yeah. So there are two types of conventional truths, other powered phenomena and conventional truths that are included in imputational constructs. So there are two types of conventional truths, isn't it? Other power phenomena and conventional truths that are included in imputational constructs, isn't it? Imputational construct is the translation here for kundak, you know, right? You know, I mentioned you the word kundak, yeah. So if it is a conventional truth, it is either an other power nature or other power phenomena or imputational construct, yeah. But whatever is an imputational construct is not necessarily a conventional truth, isn't it? Because there are imputational constructs which are non-existent, yeah. So therefore, only imputational constructs which are existence are conventional truths, right? So therefore it says conventional truths that are included in impositional constructs. Okay, so other power phenomena and compounded phenomena are mutually inclusive. Yeah. Conventional truths that are included in impositional constructs, that and uncompounded phenomena, other than ultimate truths, are mutually inclusive. And in the mind only school, all things, things, we translate as things, but in the sutra school we translate as functioning thing in order to highlight the its definition, but mobile things. Yeah. All things are accepted to be the common locus of being truly established, dhammadrupa, truly established, and being a falsity. So in the mind only school, basically only emptiness is asserted to be a truth. I mean, it says, you see, there's two words, you know, in Tibetan, zunba and denba. In Tibetan, it can function as both a noun and true and false would be what? Adjectives, isn't it? Right? So in the word in Tibetan, zunba and denba, you know, it's the same when depending on the context, it functions as a verb, a noun, or it functions as an adjective. Yeah. But, okay, let's, you know, we talk about emptiness again. Emptiness is a truth. And conventional phenomena or conventional truths are falsities. Yeah. See, so all things are accepted to be the common locus of being truly established and being a falsity. All final realities, is the final reality here is a translation of the word Tibetan chuni. Usually translated as suchness. Yeah. So whether it's a suchness or final realities, they are accepted to be the common locus of being truly established and being, it says true. True, I mean, same, in this case, same, okay? And all uncompounded phenomena, or permanent phenomena, basically, right? All uncompounded phenomena, other than final realities, or other than suchnesses, are accepted to be the common locus of being a falsely existent and being a falsity.
What is that? 가슴 신도가라 증의 숨선도 샤완저 담바 두바레 군다 담바 마두바레 스타 가슴 강갑사라 증의 숨만하는 샤완저 담바 두 군다 담바 마두스 봐 다티네 코타 다 삼마타나 치고레
I mean, if you think about this, it's nothing complicated. We really talked about this early on, really. If you have memorized, then it's very easy. It's very straightforward. We really said earlier, thoroughly established natures and other power natures are truly established. Yeah? Imputational natures are not truly established. Full stop. What we have just read out here is just another way of saying what I've just said. So here, falsities are, what are falsities? Falsities are also conventional truths. Then emptiness. Or emptiness or suchness, they are ultimate truths and they are truths. Dhamma. So, ultimate truth and truth, therefore the same, isn't it? Conventional truths and falsities are the same, isn't it? Final reality is chini or suchnesses are necessarily non-affirming negatives. Illustrations of other non-affirming negatives are similar to those of the proponents of sutra. The five sense objects, forms, and so forth are produced on the basis of a substance that is an inner consciousness, independent upon the latencies of common and uncommon actions, deposited upon the mind basis of all. They are not established as external objects. So all kinds of latencies of all kinds of actions are deposited on the mind basis of all. Then it is the ripening of these latencies. It's through the ripening of these latencies, then phenomena, the appearances of phenomena.
Yeah.
Then the next, according to the true aspectarians, even though the five sense objects, forms and so forth are not external objects, they are said to exist as gross objects. According to the false aspectarians, the five sense objects, forms and so forth are not gross objects, because if they were gross objects, they would necessarily be external objects. We have talked about this also already. Yeah.
Then
the way of asserting object possesses. True aspectarians accept a collection of eight consciousnesses because they assert that in addition to the collection of six consciousnesses accepted by the other proponents of tenets, there are the mind basis of all and the afflicted mentality, making a total of a collection of eight consciousnesses.
Mm-hmm. kushin namshe da nyi tsinshi yue de se da tina mati re da tanda yinti re da nam denpa da nam zun nam denpa da nam zunbe re da tanda tini ge da namshe kazu ke le neme da yu jen kazu yu me se si re da kibar chigi da nam denpe ge yue se tina nam zunbe da nam zun yonda nashi nam zi tsotu da ya oti yinpa re kibar.
Okay, this section is basically looking at the differences between the true expectorians and the false expectorians, and in the differences in their assertions of the number of consciousnesses. Yeah, the true expectorians assert a collection of there's a collection of eight consciousnesses, whereas the false expectorians assert that there are just six consciousnesses. Yeah. How do we translate as number seven? I direct the situation. I mean consciousness, right? Main mind. I primary consciousness, right? Main mind, yeah. So the six consciousnesses are basically the ones that we looked at, you know, in the previous module, yeah. There are six main minds. Yeah, these are all main minds, yeah. So starting from the I, primary consciousness. Yeah. And then, you know, basically the five sense primary consciousnesses, and on top of that then you add the mental primary consciousness, yeah. Altogether you have six, yeah. Ike namo shiva. So those are the usual the collection of six consciousnesses. If you add the mind basis of all and the afflicted mentality, then you have eight consciousnesses. Yeah. So the two aspectarians assert that the collection of eight consciousnesses. Yeah.
What did they say? Tine mata ane jibta tichire tan ane ta kushin namshe sina kane sa ti tishi kame do ta kushin namshe kushin namshe da yu tsinshi kare sina ta tonda tsinshi yote namshe chotu da tuin shenshin rangi da ki ongbo da mito namshe di tambo res ta kushin namshe tsinshi kushin namshe sina ta.
So next are the illustrations of mind basis of all and afflicted mentality. Yeah. Okay. The consciousness that is an object different from the collection of six consciousnesses, and that does not depend upon a sense power, which is its own which is its own empowering condition, is asserted to be the mind basis of all.
어 독신 단단히 단 남자 초도스도 딱 가서 시원하시 단지 옹보다 되네 제영이시 아 구신 남자에서도 단지다 근데 옹보를 믿어봤어 단지 수금에 돌아와 단지 옹보를 믿어봤어 단나 옹보를 믿어봤니 남자 초도 샤체 근데 옹보를 믿으면 구신 남자다 구신 남자들이 다 랑이 단지 옹보를 떼어버렸어 남자 초도 남신 말했어.
We talked about the five sense consciousness and the mental consciousness. Yeah, these are the six. Yeah, you know, in the previous module, and in order for any of these six consciousnesses to be produced, a couple of conditions must come together. One of which is their respective uncommon empowering condition, isn't it? Which is a sense power, a sense power, right? So each of the six consciousnesses, the five sense consciousnesses and the six and the mental consciousnesses, they all have their respective uncommon empowering condition, which is a sense power. The mind basis of all is not like that, basically. The mind basis of all is not generated independence upon its own, not dependent upon the sense power.
어떻게 다던다 님거 티레 다 남셔 초게 돼 다던다 남대베 다 섬나 당다도 티네서 배 남셔 초 수도가나 다게 옹벌 저 시기에서 다 남셔 랭가와도 시작을 로불로부터 시작을 하고 싶어 그 진자 다 길에 빼나 박자 족툼이가 남시 땜부 쉬고 그 도수 다 죽시 죽디 땜부 많아서 그 다지 온몸도 세랑 가랑 찐 거래 오늘 지 박자 감 겨와던 이제 박자 감 족설 시 땜부 남시 땜부 쉬고 그 도수 아 틴데게다 삼도에 땅세다 구시 남시 세시샤시 다지 온몸도 잡아 말해 틴데 남시 지와래 다 뒤등도 박자 탐지 시그래 아니 대로 구시 남시 땜부 시다
Why do the two expectations assert that there is a mind basis of all, which is a repository of all the latencies of karma? Why is it? So there are the six usual consciousnesses, the five sense consciousness, and the one mental consciousness. In order for any of these consciousnesses to be produced, there must be an uncommon empowering condition, a respective sense power, isn't it? So it's only by depending on their respective sense powers, only then are these consciousnesses generated. So that means they are only generated temporarily. I mean, they are not existing all the time. These consciousnesses do not exist all the time. Yeah. So, because these consciousnesses do not exist all the time, these consciousnesses, according to the true expectations, therefore cannot be the consciousness which receives all the latencies of the karma that we accumulate. Yeah, you know, the basis of infusion or the repository of all the imprints of our karma must be something that must be stable and enduring at all times, isn't it? Otherwise, it's very difficult to account for karma, right? That's the point. So therefore, the true experience think that, oh, therefore, there must be a consciousness other than these six consciousnesses, and a consciousness that does not depend upon a sense power, which is its own uncommon empowering condition. So such a consciousness is called the mind basis of all. 보래,
되어. 근데 샤샤 다때 다치다 못 보고 가래 근데 구신 남시 그냥 그 이유 가야 또고 말했어요 그 나도 요래 그 나가 많이 별로 좀 샤샤 이유 세부지 나 그냥 많이 마시 근데 시거래 아니 겨와야 말해 미겨와야 말해 아니 집아야 말해 마디로 마디야래스
집아 말어
집아 말어 왔다 마디로 마디 겨와도 미겨 가야 말해 집아야 말했어 다 마디로 마디야스 어떤 데서 숭해 아니 집
So the mind basis of all, the mind basis of all is an AAA, is an inattentive awareness or an awareness to which an object appears, but it's not ascertained. It doesn't realize its object. Yeah, so it is neither virtuous or non-virtuous, and it is lungma ten. Yeah, it is specified as neither virtuous or non-virtuous, and it is supposedly unobscured.
Lamna digiru, jipan ma jipatin.
Tato jipu, tato dai ni tato si namse su jemi ya kaya mares, tato ni mati rata jemi ya kaya mares, tato sunse.
Okay, so mean basically in short, yeah. I mean, you know, when we say that it is neither specified as virtuous or non-virtuous, it literally means that it's neither virtuous. It is not virtuous. It is not non-virtuous. Yeah, I mean, people translate as neutral, but you know, you think about the translation, what does it mean? Neutral, you know, it's like. It's not non-virtue, it is not virtue. So this mind basis of all, which is the repository of the imprints of all the karma that we create and accumulate, yeah. I mean, according to the Mayuni school. This mind basis of all is not virtuous. It is also not non-virtuous. It is not virtuous, yeah, and it is not negative or non-virtuous. They say people translate as neutral, but neutral means what, you know? So it doesn't make sense, right? In English, you think about it. So another translation is not specified. Not specified, you see. So, why is the mind basis of all not virtuous? Because if it is virtuous, then it's very difficult to account for the mind basis of all being the repository of imprints of non-virtuous actions. And if the mind basis of all is said to be non-virtuous, then it's difficult to explain how the mind basis of all can act as the repository for the imprints of virtuous actions. So anyway, you can forget about the all this complicated discussion for you. You just have to know that the mind only true experience, on top of the usual six, the collection of six consciousnesses, on top of that, they add the mind basis of all. And the reason why they assert the mind basis of all is to account for the need of a stable, enduring repository of all the imprint of the karma, of our karma. Yeah. Okay? So that such a mind is called the mind basis of all. Yeah, so according to these mind only true experience, the collection of six consciousnesses, the usual six, yeah, the five sense and the one mental consciousness, they are not enduring and not stable. Therefore, they cannot be the repository of the imprint of all our actions. So therefore, they impute, they create or they assert, you know, that there must be another mind, and that it acts as the repository of all the imprint of our karma. And such a mind, according to this tenet, you know, is called the mind basis of all. Mind basis of all, yeah. Next is the illustration of the eighth consciousness. An eighth consciousness is an afflicted mentality. And the illustration of that is the consciousness that observes the mind basis of all is observed object and apprehends it in the aspect of it being a self-sufficient, substantially existent I. Oh, that is asserted to be the afflicted mentality.
Afflicted. 란제 집에 제일 말지 좀 받이 따뜻한 집다 써야 돼. 뉴스나도 집다 써야 집어 두지.
So, you know, this affected mentality here is essentially, you know, what the view of the transitory collection is, according to this school, isn't it? The view of the transitory collection is the mind which observes, in this case, the mind basis of all, and apprehends it to be the self-sufficient, substantially existent I, all. That is the view of the transitory collection, yeah. And that is the afflicted mentality, yeah.
다던다 아니지 다던다 미빠지 구실한 미치 아니지 다 다란제지만 말했어 다던다 다란제지만 말지 미친 바디다 어떤 유일해서 다던다
Okay, so the afflicted mentality. What does the afflicted mentality observe? What does it focus on? What does it observe? It observes the mind basis of all, right? The mind basis of all is the observed object of the afflicted mentality. So this afflicted mentality observes the mind basis of all and apprehends the mind basis of all to be a self-sufficient, substantially existent I. So the mind basis of all, so according to the mind only true experience, the mind basis of all is asserted to be illustration of the person that is the support of karma and their results. You know, at the end of the day, you know, according to the mind only true experience, what is the eye of the person that moves from life to life? It's pointable, yeah, it's findable, yeah, for them. It must be something that you can point to, yeah. So for them, for the mind only true experience, oh, this one, the mind basis of all. What is the person? What is the eye that moves from life to life? That creates karma, that experiences the results of karma. No. Oh, this one. Mind basis of all. So for the mind only true experience, no. For them, the eye of the person is findable. No. If you look for it at the end of the day, you can point to something that you can say, that's me, that's I, you know. And ultimately, what's the I? Oh. So there's something that is pointable. So for them, the mind basis of all. At the end of the day, you look, no? What can you point to that is me, I, the person that moves from life to life, this one, the mind basis of all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 기라부여장 딱 강사스도 전에 예보래 아니 가르스나 구신남신 얘기 남신 얘기를 세다 또 소소시 아니 이제 시작도 매로 형태 되네 말해.
With the exception of the consequence middle way school, which is the highest standard, yeah. With the exception of that, everybody else, starting from the autonomy middle way school, down to the mind only school, then the sutra school and the great exposition school, all of them assert that the I is findable. The person is findable. Basically, not just the I, everything that exists is findable. Findable means what? If you look for it, definitely, ultimately, you'll be able to point to something that is that person, or that is that object, whether it's a person or something else. No? So all of them say that if it exists, it must be findable. There must be something that you can point to. If there's nothing that you can point to, that is the object, then that thing does not exist whatsoever. So, and also you have the Great Exposition School, Sutra School, Mind Uni School, or Tommy Midway School. They all have their own take as to what an I or what the person is. The I is findable. All of them assert that the I is findable, the person is findable, right? Isn't it? You can point to something that is the person. So for the Mind Uni School, the thing that is the person that you can point to at the end of the day is the mind basis of all for the true expectations. Okay? Tio.
What? What? Tine ma ta nam jimbe ani nam se chok chok de ani ta kyaan charam charam do de di ta kushi nam se shiki me za ta kansa ta tine kyuni do de yiki nam se des ta kushi nam se de ta kushi nam se se de yo ma des ta tanda nam se chok chok ta ge ta dikhi si ta ta yiki nam se de kansa sen shi re di charam charam ju do de
The mind only false expectations only assert a collection of six consciousnesses. Yeah? They don't assert the mind basis of all, isn't it? So for them, the person, the illustration of the person is the mental consciousness. Because they don't assert the mind basis of all, right? So what is the or what is it that you can point to? You know, that is that you know, what is it known that about the person you can point to that, you know, what exactly is the person that moves from life to life? So for them, they think, they search, and at the end of the day, oh, the person must be the mental consciousness. Oh, that is the person. That is me. Next is a discussion about valid cognizances and non-valid awarenesses. Yeah, the presentation is pretty much the same, so nothing much to say about it. Then, as for the mind only school's way of asserting selflessness, what is selflessness? So, the way of positing illustrations of the coarse and subtle selflessness of person, is similar to the autonomy midway school and below, basically. Yeah. Okay. Straightforward, right? Straightforward, no? Then, the illustration of the selflessness of phenomena is, for example, the emptiness that is a form and valid cognizer, a brand new form being empty or being different substances. We talked about that already, right? Next is the presentation of the grounds and paths according to mind only.
Done.
According to mind only, form and the valid cognizer apprehending that form are one substance. Devo. One substance. Devo. But according to Sutra School, form and the valid cognizer apprehending that form are different substances and they are cause and effect.
다 돈다 가서 왔다 때나 다 대형 다 때나 가서 왔다 더디베 때나 위단 유진이 제직이 뭐 샤바이나 샤카쿠시 때나 신기 신심식의 모시지기 신기 심지 모순지 샤바 용고로 봐 신기 심 모순지 샤바이나 다 신기 샌당 신랑의 시에게 샘디니 다 모직 차가로 봐 봐봐 전시에만이나 그니 모직 차지 봐봐 샘집에 더바나시 샘집을 봤다 너들이 받았고요 봐봐
우리
전시엔 조금 그래 전시엔 맞아마 랑의 샘당 랑의 모순으로 도와야 신이 샘디니 제식 차가이나 강사니 유지를 타주고도 받던다 너들이 도스나 그야도 봐 제가 정말 전시엔 샤고 그랬어
So mind, according to mind only, form and the valid cognizer apprehending that form are one same substance, yeah. Right? You understand or same substance? You don't get it? Same substance, yeah? In Sutra school, these two are different substances, yeah. And their cause and effect, isn't it? For the Sutra school, it's difficult for them. It's for them. They don't see how, for example, object and subject are one same substance. They can't see how it can be. Why? For example, they say, there can be a clairvoyance knowing another person's mind. Another mind. A clairvoyance knowing another mind, isn't it? So, this clairvoyance knowing another's mind, this clairvoyance is a mind, isn't it? The object that is realized by this mind is another mind, isn't it? Right? So this clairvoyance is the subject, the another mind becomes the object, isn't it? So, if these two are the same substance, that means that the clairvoyance and the another mind that it realizes would become one entity. Then it would then necessarily, incur the fallacy that therefore these two mind streams are one, and it follows that there's only then these two are the same person, one person. Well, this is what the Sutra school say to the mind only. So now you all want to be lower school or higher school?
Go one more step down.
Where's the loyalty, man? Our mind, your mind, and somebody else's mind is not one substance. Yeah. You are you, and also you as a person and another person, you're not the same person, right? Are you? Oh, we all merge into one. A lot of people like to think that, right? Oh, Buddha is God, God is Buddha, you know, everything same. Yanda. Huh? Take from Noah. So this clairvoyance, which knows another mind, is a valid cognizer, isn't it? Yeah. So this valid cognizer, which is a clairvoyance, knows another mind, right? So you posit that this clairvoyance and the mind that it knows are one substance, and it follows that then these two will be one entity. And then they will then lead to the fallacy that therefore these two individuals are one, the same individual, one person. 对不？啊？不对，对不？
哦，他都是那他得了身子不连家伙了吧？他身子不扛了好几个嘛，连家伙了吧？他卷腰嘛的是他。
Okay, this is what the Sutra school say to the mind only school, right? And then you all change your loyalty already, right? So, but you all haven't discovered what the mind only school people are going to say. The mind only school are not going to just sit down and keep quiet, right? They have to say something, right? They say, 无代志, no problem. Of course, you know, it's not straightforward when we think about it. I mean, even the theory is, it's kind of mind-boggling at times, When you say that everything is in the nature of mind, I mean, it's one thing to say that, but it's kind of like, everything is in the nature of mind. What does it really mean? When we say everything is in the nature of mind, we're not saying that everything is mind. That's definitely not the meaning. So everything is the nature of mind. So what does it mean? But if you think about it, there's some sense. I mean, there's some sense behind it. And of course, one can explain. So what we discussed now in the past. Something is pleasant or unpleasant. It's basically determined by that object appearing to you as unpleasant or pleasant, not appearing to somebody else, isn't it? Whether it's unpleasant or pleasant, how we see something, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, basically, it's dependent on whether the thing appears as pleasant or unpleasant to us, not somebody else. So at the end of the day, we want to point out what exactly is that pleasant object or unpleasant object. It's basically that appearance, the appearance of a pleasant object to our mind, or the appearance of the unpleasant object to our mind, end of the day. So that factor of appearance. So, of course, in order for something, in order for there to be a factor of appearance of a pleasant object, we must have the cause. There must be the imprint for that appearance of a pleasant object to arise. Without that imprint, we will not experience that appearance of a pleasant object. Likewise, in order for there to be appearance of an unpleasant object, there must be an imprint, without which, there cannot be that appearance. The imprint for a particular appearance, there's no way for that appearance to arise here, isn't it? So when there's an imprint, and then when the imprint ripens, then we experience the ripening of the imprint in terms of an appearance of an object. Yeah. And what exactly, end of the day, what object is that appearance? That factor of appearance of that phenomenon, and is that which performs the function of the object.
어, 된다래도. 다때 맞을 때나 다치하는 때 내우 다 때나 두드림 부 두두 퉁퉁 세든지 랑게 낭치장래도 하고 들어왔다 랑게 낭치장래. 다 맞을 강에 쉬 동아 쉬 면도 가나 다 두드림 부 쉬 소대시 들어왔다 지. 그럼 다 조짐에 두드림 부 차대시 두드 조각 어디는 차대시. 그럼 랑게 낭게요. 낭치기 바짝 그거를 지든 낭대 나의 견세지 용부요 동아.
Take for instance time. You know, when we are suffering, when we are unhappy, during that time when we are unhappy, when we are suffering, it appears and it feels very long. It doesn't matter what the how long. I mean, in terms of the actual moments of time, you know, we are suffering. But during the experience, it feels very long. It feels very long. So there's this appearance that it's going on forever. You know, it's never ending. You know, and not only is that appearance. Based on the appearance, we do experience, yeah? We get the feeling it's very long, yeah? We experience the suffering of having as if we are suffering for a long time. No? I mean, whether we suffer long or short, in actual time it may be very short, but you know, but during the time when we are experiencing that, you know, that unpleasant feeling, the unpleasant sensation, it seems very long, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? It seems very long. There's the appearance of, you know, of a suffering that is going on and on and on and on, never ending, and that appearance causes us suffering, isn't it? It brings us. Suffering, but what causes us the suffering is just that appearance. So whether you know short or long, we say, "Oh, I'm suffering for a short time or a long time." If you think about it, you know, it doesn't really have to do with. The actual time, you know, in terms of hours or minutes, but you know, what we feel, you know, what is long or short, you know, is what we feel. Yeah. Well, it's the same like coming to class. Yeah? Most people probably think that, you know, this 2 hours is too long, you know. It's too long. It's 2 hours, but 2 hours is too long, you know. But it's also possible. Maybe it's possible that there may be some people who think that it's too short. So I mean,
so. I can't say impossible. Impossible. I don't know. 단다 신선생은 무시했다 선전을 라인 누가나 다 신선생은 무시했기 신이 쓰면 신이 누가나 간대지 시켜버렸다 시간당 대단 무슨 참아 간대지 채워버렸다 선전이 시작으로 또 규칙 태그만에 제 그러가 신이 신선생은 무시했기 신이 쓰면 무슨 참아래 신이 무슨도 시작하래 이날 꿈이 제직도 돼 견여만에 쓰다 내시작으로 봐.
So how does the mind only school explain a clairvoyance knowing another mind? They have to be able to explain coherently how this clairvoyance is a direct valid cognizer, and that it directly apprehends another mind, and at the same time being able to coherently explain that this direct valid cognizer and the other mind that it realizes, these two are one substance.
我听的声音都讲了，他心思是不是？我写的个心有什么？心都讲了，他本子没写，恐怕写不完，正确都写不完的是。我听的那些正确都写不完的是。
So, according to the mind only school, the clairvoyance knowing another mind. Okay, this mind, how does this clairvoyance know that other mind? This clairvoyance is unlike, you know, the way it realizes another mind is unlike an eye consciousness, for example, how an eye consciousness realizes vast. An eye consciousness realizes vast nakedly. Nakedly. You know. But that is not how a clairvoyance knowing another mind, that's not how he realizes another mind.
간단했으나 전단 신수 무시디 다 당보이니 다 땡겐즈 공체 다 땡겐즈 공체 아니 땡겐즈 약보지 두체 다 땡겐즈 내주 돕기 아니 다 신기 샘마 차례신 거로 와시 바로 그 가서 샘마 치다오신 차례 남바신 거로 와 태당 다와시 아니 랑그 샘마 차례시 남바 파기 신기 샘마 간대 간대 태양 남바신 거로 와 남바 태당 다와시 랑그 샘마 태낭신 지 차례시
So according to the mind only, on the basis of developing a very stable concentration, there will come a point whereby, you know, another mind would appear to this concentration. And, you know, the mind of another person, you know, I mean, you know, it's undergoing ups and downs, you know, I mean, experiencing different things and different aspects, isn't it, right? Okay? So, how does the other mind, the mind of another person, appear to this clairvoyance? So, the aspects that are similar, or similar aspects of this other mind, well, that appears to this clairvoyance. And because of this, therefore they said that the clairvoyance, this clairvoyance knowing another, the mind of another person knows exactly what knows exactly, you know, the mind of another person, and can be a direct valid cognizer.
That don't I think you look up that Bennett measure, then I'm under cock of a leg to cock of a high chilabo to Jimmy Milam Tan Shinguer, Cobble. Milam Tang, say, Mahombe, Tun, Chita was sin, Papa loved to us. I need Mahomba, Kanakane, Papa, Chipachijan, Yumash, Kapa Milam, Yum, Tuvejim, but that's so couple legged to be called it. Tai Debin, Chilabu to be human, Mahomba, David, Chita was sin, Papa, Monichi, Yamaratu Yumash. Today, Milam Tang, Yungo was Ben.
For example, it is possible to have prophetic dreams. Dreams, you know, in whereby you see clearly what will happen in the future. Something that will definitely happen in the future, you know, you see that appearing in the dream. So these prophetic dreams can happen due to the power of karma. You know, nothing big deal, no? Power of karma, or through the blessings of the deities, yeah. So, okay? What is
it? Oh, today you must. In I am talking about Mount Bet 20, that the Jenchar do, Tong to Edia. Mount Bet 20, one Jenchar, Tong to Edia. That Mount Bala Junjuki, Tatang Dawas. That Nilam Shepard and Nam. Tatang that tea, that Mount Bet 20, the Tamaras, Chitawas, and Jubat Joktuk.
You understand the implication. The point is this, in the prophetic dream, You are seeing something that hasn't happened yet. But let's say, provided it is an accurate dream, you know, it is something that will definitely happen. So you see that in the dream, oh, this and that happening. But what you are actually perceiving is something that is similar to that will happen. You're not perceiving the phenomenon barely, nakedly, isn't it? But what you are seeing is something that is similar, you know, similar in aspect to what will happen, isn't it? Right. And what you see in the case of an accurate prophetic dream, what you see is not, you know, not something inaccurate, something that will happen and is exactly what you see is exactly what will happen. So in that case, if the dream is accurate and what you see is an accurate representation of what will happen is accurate, isn't it? Oh, similar. This is similar to, you know, the earlier explanation of how clairvoyance, you know, according to the Mayan school, how a clairvoyance, knowing another and the mind of another person, how that is a valid cognizer. So according to mind only, although the clairvoyance that knows the mind of another person does not realize, nor does not see nakedly, barely the mind of the other person, but an aspect that is similar to that mind appears as it is accurately, and therefore this clairvoyance can be posited as a valid cognizer and a direct valid cognizer. Valid, yeah. Valid cognizer, remember? Valid cognizer. So, there's no danger of two individuals becoming one person or one individual. Okay, so that's for the, you know, that's the explanation of according to the Mayan school about what how a clairvoyance sees another mind. Then, you know, the sutra school have more, of course, I mean, they have more qualms there. So according to the sutra school, if everything and what we see is the result of the ripening of our own individual, According to sutra school, there are two individuals looking at blue. There is a blue, there is a common blue, a shared blue, this one same blue that is appearing to these two individuals, right? Isn't it? According to the mind only school, the blue that is seen and the consciousness or the eye consciousness apprehending that blue, these two are the same substance, isn't it? Isn't it? So from the Sutra School's point of view, you know, then they look at these two persons, and then, you know, but there's one blue. So this blue is due to the ripening of the latencies of a particular karma in person's A mind. But this blue is also the result of the ripening of a latency in the mind of person B. But if there is a common blue that is seen by these two persons, then we will follow that. It will follow that, basically, end of the day, person's A mind and person's B mind being one entity. Basically, same problem, lah. That's the Sutra School's, criticism, lah.
Oh, just that, that sometimes the anjik is not meeting each other. That sometimes twin shen, chulu twin shen, na, yota yama is that same thing.
So that's why the Sutra School say, you know, things are not in the entity or on the nature of the mind. There are external objects. You know, you posit external objects in Bodhi scene, no problem.
But this is not something that the Lenja and Walla Totang, Kapoyo, Takaso, Tapogi, Kansa Chitaba Nigi, Tapumala thing, that Pumba, she pumba the day to Gala. Tadani Chickler Nye Pumbadin Chisholo Nagamaris. Colour Nye Pumbadin, Colour Nagyoma, Colour Nye Pumbadin, Colour Nagyoma.
For the mind only school, of course, again, have to explain, right? So let's say, two individuals looking at one vase. Okay? So the mind only school says that the vase that is appearing to person A, it's not the vase that is appearing to person B. What appears to person A does not appear to person B. What appears to person B does not appear to person A.
이나요,딱 이게 본바 통하고 그게 말했어. However,
there is no contradiction in saying that both of them see the vase.
어떻습니까? 뺀다나 이거라 빼나 몸보 미다 봐스.
So, like, you know, when person A says, oh, when person A says, vase is impermanent. Vase impermanent. When person A says that, you know, person B is not saying that, right? But when person B says vase impermanent, it's not saying that, it's not that person A is saying vase impermanent, yeah. But both are similar in that they are saying their vase is impermanent, right? You get it right. Somebody's, you know, both of them say the same thing, but person A saying vase is impermanent is not equivalent on the, it's not the same as person B saying the same thing, right? But both of them are same in what they have said is the same, yeah. Vase is impermanent, right? Tivo. Huh? Tivo. No?
And
Anyway, if you understand this, then it's very quite easy, you know, to understand how what person A sees is not what person B sees, and what person B sees is not what person A sees. So it follows that, therefore, these two individuals are not the same individuals. So the vase that appears to person A is one substance with person A mind. The vase that appears to person B is one entity or one substance with person B's mind. Because the vase that appears to person A doesn't appear to person B, so therefore the vase that appears to person A is not one entity with person B's mind. Tio, I mean, right? Huh? Tio? Tio la. Anyway, it's kind of like giving you the answer for the three questions which I asked you a while ago, right? Remember there were these three questions? It's quite maybe four or five lessons ago, yeah. Okay, then you know what about the hellfire? You know hellfire. Does hellfire appear to Buddha? If hellfire appears to Buddha, hellfire will be one entity with Buddha's mind, right? Devo. How is hellfire established? Hellfire is established from the ripening of a karma to be born in hell, isn't it? To have all these appearances, you know, that you find in hell realm, isn't it? Devo. Things, phenomena do not appear to Buddha due to karma and ripening of this karmic imprint. Rather, all phenomena appear to Buddha due to the Buddha's completely finishing and completing the accumulations of the two collections. Because hellfire exists, there must exist in Buddha's mind a direct valid cognizer apprehending that fire. Devo.
Oh, 나의 메디 나의 나 태당 찾아오지 다 산지라 나이 태당 다와시 티 넘바디 태당 다의 넘바디 산지라 남겨야겠어 제가 예매를 참아 송스 예매 진찰도 도와지 말했어 다 돈다이
Similar to the explanation earlier about how clairvoyance will work according to the mind only school. So there is a hellfire, and a fully qualified hellfire that appears to a hell being, isn't it? Okay? So an aspect similar to that appears to Buddhist mind, and specifically in the Buddhist direct valid cognizer apprehending that hellfire. Okay, so an aspect of the fire that appears to the hell beings, an aspect similar to the fire that appears to the hell beings, that appears to the Buddha's mind. So Buddha's, yeah, it's like not realizing it, you know, or nakedly, barely, but through the appearance of an aspect similar to the object, yeah.
단단히 다산지기 냐면 무슨도 통하디 통나디 냐에베 명무슨 통하나 되고야지 다단 텔라 맞다봐 냐면 무슨 통세지냐 봐 텔라 되는 정거시
되 So the reason why Buddha can see hellfire is because the hell beings see hellfire. So Buddha's directly perceive hellfire. Independence upon the hell beings seeing hellfire. So anyway, these are just some illustrations or examples. Basically, to help us, you know, to think over and over again, you know, what it means, you know, what is meant by the mind-only school's assertion that everything is in the nature of mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 대사마다에 대라 당복 간절하게도 삼았다 아니 고아야 부진이나 삼았다 삼았당시에 딱 님목 지그름이도 삼았다 하지 말이야 그렇다 님목 님목만에 자체 님목 총을 두고도나 다 대바 세대라 다 고아니인 거야 그래
So like I mentioned a while ago, you know, we have to experiment and discover for ourselves, you know, what if we adopt such a worldview. In the case of the mind-only school, right? How everything is in the nature of mind. Then we have to discover for ourselves whether our destructive emotions become lesser or not. Of course, first we have to understand what on earth they're trying to say, isn't it? You have to understand what is their worldview. And then after you gain a good understanding of worldview, then you know, then we look at our own experience. You know, we look at everything with that worldview. And then we check for ourselves whether there's any benefit. Or does it help us in being calmer and being less emotionally involved in a negative way, you know, less destructive emotions. Yeah. So if we see that, you know, such a worldview can help us lessen our afflictions, you know, then there must be some truth in it, isn't it? There must be, yeah?
Oh, Tinder Shah, that's the...
So, because I have to go to and go away for 1 week, there wouldn't be we will not have class this Thursday. But next Tuesday, I would like all of you to come together.
So
I would like all of you to come on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and yeah. So I would like you to come on Tuesday with a short essay already written. What do I want you to write? So, you know, we've talked about the four seals, isn't it? We talk so much, you know. Now, imagine somebody asks you about the four seals. How are you going to explain the four seals to that person in an... Let's say, you know, if the person asks you, can you please tell me about the four seals? And I have one hour. Can you teach me or tell me more about the four seals in an easily understandable way and in a practical way, something that is applicable, beneficial, applicable, practical, but easily understood. So imagine this person who comes to you and say, "Oh, you're studying the basic program, very good, really wonderful. Since you're studying and you're studying tennis and all this, can you please, I really want to learn about the four seals. What means the four seals? Can you explain to me in an easily understandable way and in a practical way, something practical and applicable, that I can relate to, So I have 1 hour. Can you please, teach me? So in that's the scenario. Okay, and as you know that all the four seals, the first two is the digital, all compounded phenomena are impermanent. All contaminated phenomena are misery, isn't it? Right? I want you to base the explanation on the self, the person, and our contaminated body and mind. And don't talk about every other thing, the roses and cars and apples and all. These are compounded phenomena. I mean, the tables and toilets and what have you. I mean, you talk about, using our basically, the most important thing, we ourselves, our identity, the person, our contaminated body and mind, using this, and then explain, to the person in such a way that he or she can put it into practice and think about it, in order to help them arrive at an understanding that indeed, that our lifespan, ourselves, the body is impermanent, and how it is a problem, it is a source of problem, it's a misery. This is the mission, this is what you have to think.
Yeah?
You also have to link the fact that the aggregates, like I say, or the person and the aggregates, how that they are impermanent and how they are in the nature of suffering. You must be able to link this two as well and make a connection. Oh, because it is impermanent, therefore it is suffering.
Mitabe rangshin re, gyuwa dhuwa ishi re, dunga we rangshin de gyuwa dhuwa ishi re, 제장 거 동아 세디세데 탑이어레 세 숭아다다 동아 다음에 받대라 페베 어디야 대화까지 시작도 동 다음에 때나 될지 동아 대세도 간지시 도구도 다 간지시 되시게 되면 어와 다 사과도 간사리 다음에 추비 다음에서 어또 신지 시게
And you know, we talk about the third seal, all things are all phenomena are empty and selfless, right? And we say that, oh, because of that, and therefore, there's an end to our problems, you know, the source of our problems is ego grasping, and then therefore, it can be, if we end that, we can end, suffering, and all our problems, you know. So, you have to show the person how that is the case. How? Especially in particular, you know, if we come, you know, we talk and understand all this, what is selflessness or person selflessness, you know, talk so much, you know, but how that understanding, you know, will lead to an end of all our problems, you know, you have to show, explain clearly, you know, in a practical way,
yeah.
And then, you know, the whole point, the end of all this, you know, is to lead, you know, the person, you know, the your listener, to a conclusion that enlightenment or nirvana, you know, is not a fairy tale. It exists, you know, it's a possibility. It can be attained, you know. So how are you going to prove that, you know, using all this, you know? Right?
어떻습니까? 돈다이 다고도 찾제 싫었다. 쉬고 니트기나 숨지나 알지 자라스로 망보치나 싫어 삼모 땅지다. 피 다 보시다. 너 망보시 뭐야? 이제 자라스로 지는 지나 쉬는 거. 이용시 강 피 다다 시티에 싫어.
So you know, write that before you come on Tuesday. You know, just you don't need many pages. Just two or three pages. No, and you have. And you don't write whatever comes to mind. Or is, you know, please don't just write for the sake of writing, you know, all kinds of rubbish. You know, that's not the point. The point is really, you know, it has to be short, concise to the point. It's meaning. The words have meaning. They're interlinked. They're meaning. You know, just, so it's something that you have to be very clear in your own mind first. And only when you're clear in your own mind, then you can be clear in your answer. Yes. Yeah. Isn't it?
아니 지금 수익대라 진용 삼명과 공도 진용 다들 간대시는 가야 진용체 다 민인이체 냠도체 지게 지게도 지게로 지게도 지게로체 다 독세 민인이체 그와 지게 지게도 지게로 대체 권이 로체 아니 지게 지금 기란 뒤져든들에서 지게 지금도 뒤 가르치는 양 곧 채워 지는시나 단도 면도서만
Okay, so you write, you think carefully, and then you write it out, you know. However, how many pieces of paper, how many, well, up to you, I mean, 2, 3, whatever, 1,000, whatever. I mean, the point is, whatever you bring whatever you have written on Tuesday, then, you know, then you just find another person, and you just sit down. So it's like, you know, two people exchanging what they've written, and then, you know, And then you read through what the other person has written, and then if there are any things you don't agree with or you're not sure, you can ask the other person. Oh, why do you write this? No, what is the implication of this and that? No, So in the discussion, then see how you can help one another to improve on what you have already written. And in so, you raise the standard, you know. I mean, you improve on what has been written, you know, the quality, yeah. And if there's any ideas, new ideas, or perhaps new ways of expressing, or new logic, or whatever, you know. Right? So you have to keep in mind that you have to be able to substantiate whatever you write, you know. So if let's say if whatever you've written is is chosen. Let's say, you know, if you imagine a scenario where if it is read out, you know, then if you read something out, you know, when you have many listeners, people will necessarily will definitely have questions, you know. They will ask, well, why do you write this? Why do you say this? What are your reasons? Can you share with us? Then you should be able to explain very clearly, you know, why you wrote what you wrote, why you said what you said, you know, and not having to, you know, you wrote what you wrote, but then in terms of explaining what you wrote, you have to ask somebody, hey, how are you? That's not what, you know. I mean, those of you who study in the university, we do thesis, yeah? Thesis, that's, you know, it's like basically presenting your thesis and having to explain to your professor, isn't it? Okay, well, like that lah, same lah.
Okay. That's the idea behind.
You have to be confident in what you wrote. And the essence is this, at the end of the day, you have to be able to defend what you wrote. You have to be very sure. You're confident. So on Tuesday, you know, you come at 7:30, so you know you should start with the usual prayers, you know, like you know what we do in class. And after that, then you choose your own, you choose the person that you want to discuss, you know, your what you have written, yeah, with, yeah. Then we can do that. Then you discuss for maybe for about 1 hour, up to 9 o'clock. So yeah, so you know, so I thought maybe this may be helpful, yeah. Because you know sometimes, you know, we learn, you know, but you know, but at the end of the day, you know, you're not confident, you know, of what you know. It's like almost like, you know, like if you really don't, you know, and if somebody asks you, you know, what you have learned, and you're not able to even, you know, say with some confidence, then it's not good, right? Isn't it? So I thought maybe this exercise helpful. And then you keep whatever you've written. So if in the future, when there's an opportunity, when it's time, then, you know, perhaps, you know, some of you can, like, you know, share, you know, what you have written. Perhaps I will just call, you know, people to, hey, okay, now you come and read what you have written.
Okay, that page that so so yeah, you get too much here, but you can I not that much and ticket, Cassian, you get too much, but in the US, but in the Nakoya, much and ticket.
So
you get too to me at that look to Chindo Yavata, that some shoe Yavano, the Dalai was a Kenny Chinese.
So, I mean, it is possible that there may be some individuals who, for whatever reason, cannot write. You know? Then, I mean, then it's okay. I mean, then you don't have to write. You don't have to be stressed about it. But for those of you who really want to learn, if you have an interest in learning, if you really want to learn, and you, those of you, especially those who have committed, you know, to the program, you know, you're official kind of participant, you know, then you really, then you must write. You know. This is something you must do. You know, it's not an option. Yeah, it's not an option to not write.
어떻게 아티 독시 아티 아니 삶에 맞도록 페러넌스 어떻습니다 아니 나님한테 공상을 해 어떻습니다 가도 두주대서요 독시는 삶을 당시 즉 뒤로 나서 어떻게
Yeah, so, okay, so, the, because there's no class on Thursday, there's still some time between now and next Tuesday, so, you know, you work on this, you know, and then bring what you've written on Tuesday, okay?
Okay? Clear? Okay.
Oh yeah, okie dokie.
Finish off with the usual prayers.